Today we will give first and second initiation. It is Anga or limb of devotional service to take initiation in a traditional school where the teaching of Krishna consciousness is given. Initiation is not the end goal, but just the beginning of our spiritual life. I have to say this because sometimes devotees in our super spiritual association think, well, let me get a name, and you know, then everyone thinks I belong to the clan, and so on. But that's not the idea. The idea is that now we have a name as a servant of Krishna. We are recognized as such by the school in which we learn, the parampara. And initiation really is the beginning of a more committed spiritual life, a more committed learning within the school of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, of Krishna consciousness. Now, I'm saying this so clearly because I think it is very good that during initiation, and also if we think about initiation, either our old initiation or maybe we are young devotees and we think of a future time that we might be initiated. It is very important that we know right in the beginning what is the idea here, what is the point, what is the motivation of taking initiation. It is the beginning, says Prabhupada, of a more committed spiritual life, where we learn the hints, the knowledge of our exalted traditional lineage, our parampara. The idea of the first initiation is that we obtain the holy name together with a firm intention to chant it a minimum of 16 rounds each day. I know from giving japa and kirtan retreat that this vow of 16 rounds is sometimes difficult to keep for initiated devotees. Somehow, with the development of our technological civilization, people have less time and not more time. We were cheated by this technological civilization. With mobile phones, we wanted to make things easier, you know, to always be able to reach everyone. But now the problem is everyone phones much more than in the old times. Did you know there are statistical things? We wanted to save time, but instead the Maya has stolen us time. Yes? You are very cheated. We are so much, our life has become so busy, so stressed out with internet. The idea was, at least the promise was, that life becomes simple, but now we have new addictions, internet addictions. Yes, playing. People spend now 6 hours before the computer, do you know, in average. I have heard. I have decided to not have a mobile phone, not an internet, because I know it's cheating people. And I can live very comfortably without it, because this is all Maya's trick, a big game, which brings people away from their spiritual roots. So when we are in initiation ceremony, we might have to change a few things in our life so that we have the time necessary and the peaceful time necessary to change, to have a genuine spiritual life. We have to deny, we have to revolt against this constantly being cheated by the time thieves. Modern civilization is a big time thief. Murari Chaitanya, do you agree? You had some critical outlook towards materialistic society. I think you still have it. It's stealing our time. We don't have life, genuine lifetime for genuine spiritual things. Hare Krishna. This we should say, no, I will not be a member of the cheated. I will actually arrange my life so that it's very peaceful, no, and very good for my spiritual development. We should stand up and make a strong statement in our life. I'm not going to be cheated. I have taken initiation in an old spiritual school. I will live differently. Yes. Very important. Internet. So many emails. You can't believe. It's almost impossible to answer. It has become impossible for me to answer because I would have to spend 24 hours on the internet, Hare Krishna, and become even more spaced out than I am already. So it is very important that devotees do understand this spiritual life is a different type of life. It is not participating in the fast and speedy and thing, and therefore it is important to give priority time for our sacred vows in which we are initiated, that is 16 rounds each day and quality rounds in a good time, the morning time when the day and its busyness has not yet caught up with us and we can lay the foundation for eternity, for our going back home, back to Godhead. The chanting of the holy name is a very powerful process, the process in the age of Kali. The holy name is like the sun, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which rises in the horizon of the heart. So beautifully explained. The horizon of the heart. That means just like the sun, when it rises on the horizon, will illuminate all the space which is there. You know, the I think half of the planet Earth, or there are different half, and the other half is night. So in the same way, when the holy name is chanted properly, it is a Krishna who rises in the horizon of our heart and illuminates our whole heart with Krishna consciousness. However, there are a few things you need to know in order to chant properly. And usually during the initiation, we hear about what blocks the sunlight. We hear about the clouds, which are so strong that they can, block the rays of the sun so that our heart remains dark. These are 10 offenses which are very, very strong. We hear when Indra got proud, he saw, you know, he felt, well, the time is there where the Brijbasis should offer me their yearly sacrifice, but it's not arriving. So he sent his spies to Braj. And the spies saw that Krishna had instructed the Brijbasis to not offer the daily puja to Indra, but to offer it to a mountain, to Giriraj. And he had taken the form of the mountain, Giriraj, and he had eaten in a four-armed form all the offerings so that nothing came to Indra. And Indra was furious. Because not only had those people who had adored him not given him his annual, annual delicacies of milk sweets and whatever the bridge passes offered. No, they were in their homes and they were saying, Indra is a good for nothing God. Krishna has shown us Giriraj, and Giriraj is our God. He has, we have worshipped Indra for so many long, long years. He has not shown himself one time. But Giriraj we only worship for the first year, and he has shown himself in a wonderful form, and it's eaten everything and blessed us with great bliss. Indra is bad, Giriraj is super. This is what they were talking. They made offenses against Indra twice by not giving him and what he was accustomed to give, and by talking bad about him. Ninda. Indra, Ninda. So he said, I will show these people. They are proud because they have 10 or 20 cows. I have a palace. I have the whole universe belongs to me. I will show these bridge passi. Everyone talks braj, 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 braj. I will show my powers and I will just flood braj. So he called these heavy clouds and they all came over braj. And they shielded the sun for 7 days. Jai Gopi, imagine this. The sun was absent because the clouds were so happy, so heavy, that they shielded the sun. It was dark. And do you know, Siddheshwari, that not one drop of rain, and then the rain clouds came. The rain came out. I have to wake all of you up. You are not getting enough sleep. This is Krishna. This is very important to sleep during eating or and so on. But this is more no sleeping, meditating. Okay, good, fine. So then listen to this. Indra sent these heavy clouds. It's important for your initiation. It's not besides the point. Sent these heavy clouds to shield the yajna, and there was no light. But no cloud came to Mathura. Mathura is only 24 kilometers away from Vrindavan. Not one drop of rain came down on Mathura. Braj was flooded so that you couldn't see where there were valleys or where there were mountains. Why did he not send anything to Mathura? Because in Mathura was Kamsa. And he was afraid of Kamsa. He turned against Krishna, the friend of all living beings, Suridang Sarvabhutanam, and against Krishna's devotees, but he did not dare to show his strength in the face of Kamsa. See how demoniac his pride of being Indra had made him, that he committed the gravest offense. He sided with the demon against Krishna and his people. This is what happens when you do offenses. You go against Krishna. Aparada means no pleasure. You don't give any pleasure to Krishna. And you side with the materialistic people. Can you understand this? Just think about it. Indra, who is a devata, became so deluded by this pride, which is the source of offenses, that he sent these heavy clouds which covered the sun and wanted to destroy Krishna and Krishna's cows. But he did not do anything against Kamsa, who just lived a few blocks down the road, you know. Pride or ego or self, wrong identification with the body is the source of all aparadas. And these aparadas, they arise from there. And the first thing they create is dislike towards Krishna's devotees. We become fault finders. We become dark minded. That's the first thing which happens in material consciousness. We just commit offenses against Vaishnavas. And then the next thing is we forget Krishna's exalted position, but place our faith in others, you know, to not, you know, there, and so on. There are 10 offenses to be avoided in chanting the holy name, and I guess and I hope that those of you who take initiation are familiar with them, and they could all tell them now. If I put a microphone before you, if you feel you are not absolutely sure what are these 10 offenses, you kindly read them. You ask the brahmanas in your temple, they will direct you to the specific places where Prabhupada explains them, for instance the Nectar of Devotion or the second canto of the Bhagavatam, where he talks in some detail about the offenses and what they mean and how to avoid them. I think if I would now tell you all the 10, you would maybe remember only 2, because so much information and how to hold it in our little head is difficult. So, but please make yourself familiar with these 10 offenses, starting with Vaishnava Aparad, and you know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said all these offenses come when we are inattentive while chanting. Why is this? When you are inattentive while chanting, you don't pay attention to Krishna, but to some material thought or material state of consciousness. Yeah, and then you come into material consciousness and you are sitting in the wrong spot, really, in your spiritual life. And your material consciousness, you wrongly identify with the material body and the mind, and then this pride, this dhamma will come, where you really don't turn to Krishna, but you turn away from Krishna. This is when you are inattentive. And it's so important that you know how to apply the process. The holy name, you could say, is like a powerful powerful medicine, but if you don't know to take it properly, it doesn't have the effect. I take at the moment Ayurvedic medicine, which is brilliant, but for instance, you need to know, if you take one medicine with water, then it cannot work, because each medicine needs a vehicle, a thing which transports it, and you need, for instance, to take ghee and not water, or you can for some medicine use milk, and then only it reaches where it's supposed to go. So in the same way, just taking initiation and just starting to chant is not sufficient. You need to know how to apply it. It's a huge science. It's wonderful. It's not a cheap thing. And if you, we are offering these japa and kirtan retreats where we give systematic training in how to apply the process, and you are more than welcome to attend. We are now also planning something on the island of Ish, and it's important to save your spiritual life to know these things. I took for half a year now medicine in the wrong way, and then I met my Ayurveda guru yesterday, and I was informed. And I thought, oh, boom, sorry, I didn't know. And that's why it didn't work so well. Now I'm doing it properly. And immediately, already after one day, I feel the benefit. But you need to know how to do it. This is called Abhideya. You know, the knowledge of the practice. Very important. But the most important thing I will now tell. Everything becomes easy if you know this one thing. When we take initiation, we take shelter. I want your shelter, Radha and Krishna. There is a very, very nice thing about taking shelter of Krishna. When you take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna does takes care of you. See, on Krishna's, Radha and Krishna's lotus feet, there is a line. It is going from the big toe, between the big toe and the next toe, is an upcurving line. I think you must have seen. Actually, I could show you here if you have super first class eyes, you will see this. Here. See, can you see this? This line here? No? No, yes. Medium. Here's a line of Radha's lotus feet. It means something. This mark signifies the devotees who hold fast to the lotus feet of Radha Syam as if holding onto a lifeline will be transported to the spiritual world. I like this very much. We are all in the well, the bruna of material existence, and Radha and Krishna come and they have this line. And we now need to cling to it. Sometimes, you know, when the rope is there, tied around the upper arm or around the leg, and then they lift you up. If you remain attached to that rope, you need, that is what shelter means. You take your shelter there, and then the Lord does everything for you. So I'm really very, 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 very impressed by the devotees who take today shelter in the authorized Sampradaya, Vaishnav Sampradaya. I know these devotees all very well. They are extremely qualified. Extremely is not the right word. They are well qualified. They have shown their commitment and enthusiasm to spiritual life, and we wish really that everything goes very well in your life. I will try to help you as much as I can, but please know there is Srila Prabhupada, there are other great devotees. Take shelter and knock on the door, it will be opened for you. There are also now Brahmin devotees who take Brahmin initiation. I want to say now, repeat now, what I expect of those who take the second initiation. It's not that I expect what our tradition expects from them. A Brahmin is supposed to be the spiritual leader of mankind. It's a very, very exalted position. And Brahmins are either priests. Preachers or lecturers. scholars, or a little of all these other 3 points plus nice devotees. They need to have this mixture. If you so Brahman initiated disciples are expected to be engaged in some form and some way of worshipping Krishna. That's why the mantras are given, so that you can come on the altar and worship him in a special way, not this simple standard, but the way you worship God. After all, he's God. And they should be preachers, they should know the scriptures, they should be well informed, and they should be nice devotees in their hearts. Nice devotees means humble souls who have just a golden heart, a melted golden heart. People of character, in other words. People of character. Very important. So, so the devotees who take Brahman initiations are also very well qualified. We can say this. That I wish you all the best. And may you become successful in your Brahminical life. May this help you. And please know that it is a difference. When you go, this is for both initiations, when you leave this fire, you should be knowing, well, now I have been given a great opportunity. Let me wisely use it to serve Krishna nicely. Good. This is what I wanted to say today. There's one thing which maybe yes. The other youth put on it. Very good. I wanted to just ask, does any one of you have a sheet with the Gayatri Mantras with you here? You have? Oh, you have. Oh, did I tell you? Oh, good. And you brought it. Good. Yeah, not always. This is, I tell many things, and many times devotees forget, but good. Fine. So we have everything which we need. Fine. Now we will give initiations. Harinam initiations. That means I will ask you for your sankalpas, and I will then give you the beads and the names. I'm so happy about the name. You know, it's so difficult to give names because it needs to be some. It's really an inspired thing. And this was an easy birth today, this time. There were also not so many, so you... Fine. Our first devotee, this is our first initiation, is Bhaktin Natsir. Please come. Am besten du kommst hier hin, Natsir. Yes. Gibst du mir die Rose? Please give me. Ja. Gut, was sind die vier Regeln und Regulationen, die du einhältst? Very good. before I give the name in the mantra, I just was, you know, I got this box. It's a wonderful box, like here. And it, not only that, it was packed in a wonderful red bag. There was a golden string around it. Somehow I was too happy with it, and I just pulled it the wrong way and it came off. But it looked so beautiful. And I got also beads in Vrindavan, plastic bags. And I was thinking, I was just noting the difference, you know. What do you think if you give something in a box? It seems it's very valuable for you. And, you know, in ISKCON we do this, we give in plastic bags. It's not a criticism, but it looks really different, you know. can you see the difference? Is it am I the only one who sees it, or there is a difference, no, in the packaging? There is. And I just was so happy. But we always do this in plastic bags. It's not, I think we should learn to be a little bit conscious in our life. But I don't want to make a bad atmosphere now at the initiation, so that the devotees go, oh, I didn't put it in a bag. I just did it how my temple president told me, and how it's always done, how I saw it always, you know. So, okay. Your name is Neelamani Devi Dasi. Thank you. Another nice bag. Neelamani, you are coming from the House of Culture. Amazing. I never got such a good bag in my life. Thank you. You will get the other bag. I don't keep it. Don't worry. Here is your very good box. I really must say, it's the first time where I get such a box. I also gave in a plastic bag. You know, it's not... I'm very impressed. I hope you keep your chanting like this, you know, in a special box, very precious, very valuable. Please take your seat. Hare Krishna. I will tell you the meaning of your name. Nila is the color of Krishna, very blue. Neel means blue. And Mani means jewel, the blue jewel. It's the name. Krishna is called the blue jewel. And I found this name without getting the box or anything. But you really are taking care of these cultural thing. So Neelamani means you're the Devi Dasi, you are the servant of the blue jewel. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. Thank you. The next devotee is Bhakti Barbara. Hare Krishna. Awesome, wonderful devotee. Cameras are getting ready. Yes. Bhakti Bhavara, was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen, wenn du da sprichst? Ja. Gut. Dein Name, Bhakti Bhavara, ist, ich erkläre ihn gleich, aber ist the best. Bhavini Devidasi. Die sind immer ein bisschen temperamentvoll im Balkan, also das ist schon okay. Danke. Bhavini is a name of Radharani. And it means she who is filled with bhava. It means emotions. For Krishna. The translation which I have in my name book is Sensitive Radha, because it's very so it's a that name was is Krishna's mercy. Radha's mercy. Bhakti Bhavara, now we have to Bhavini Dasi, Devi Dasi is really doing an exquisite service. She is, so to say, presenting, yes, has worked on the design of the new web page, which is within a few days, it's really online, isn't it? That's what we hear, few days. And she in Germany, she always designs posters and flyers and visit cards and everything. It's just ideas come out of her sensitive mind to please Krishna. She is a professional graphic person with her studio and is doing excellent service. And she was in Vrindavan, I believe, the first time last year. Second time already. And there's a person who has very deep experiences on a spiritual path. She really searched for spiritual life in a very, very, very serious way through the European wisdom teachings. And it's very good that she is now on taking these commitments. Wonderful. Our next devotee, maybe Bhavini, you can help your great sister, is Bhakti Susanna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram. We have arrived. It's good in life to arrive. So, Susanna. Because I'm so enthusiastic about the name. Your name is Subhadra Devidasi. Subhadra means, of course, the all auspicious one. Bhadra means auspiciousness, and Su is an increased form of this. In Croatian language, you would say the super auspicious. Super, we say. It's a name of the sister of Krishna, actually, who is the sister of Krishna, Balaram, who is actually also Yogamaya. Subhadra is a very mystical and very deep personality, and it would take many days to explain about her, but in brief, that's Subhadra, and I really wish that you can spread auspiciousness around. Subhadra is part of the Yoga is Music effort, which brings the holy name to many, many people who are not yet in Krishna consciousness. It's a preaching tool, a preaching forum, where we reach many conditioned souls. So Bhadra is a well-trained singer, with has brought out many CDs different style, not bhajan style, and jazz and blues and everything. Now she is doing serving in yoga's music and so on. Her husband is also there, very nice devotee who has made him, who does many services. And we wish her all the best. Hare Krishna, Subhadra. So this was a lady's first initiation. Now comes Ivani. Minimum I can change. Oh, yes, minimum. No problem. I'm good. A person who comes. So, your name. It's so nice, you know, these virtual names. Gleich, ich gebe dir das. Your name is Yashoda Jivandas. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Sadie. So Hare Krishna. This name is the name of Krishna. It means the life of Mother Yashoda. Yashoda Jivan. Huh? It's the name of Krishna. Krishna likes to be called in relationship to his devotees. And of all the devotees, you know, he is very much the lover of his mother. Yashoda. Very, very loving relationship between Krishna and Yashoda. So Yashoda Jivan, the life of his, of Yashoda. Oh, Krishna, very good.
I'm just thinking of them different, some leelas of Krishna. Dobro. So, Ivan is, not Ivan, we all have to, you know, do you know when you say the old name and you go like, oh, almost as if fire has entered your mouth. Don't we feel like that when we say the old name? It's oh no, I'm sorry. You know, because somehow we all intuitively feel that this is a new life, and the new life should be honored. The new life should be is more important than the old life. We feel like this, and therefore, when we say the old name, we feel, it's not all right. I have to correct this, you know. And you will see, someone will call you Yashoda Jivan. Who? Ah, me! Ah! <You know? laughs> Because you're used to the old name. So it's. But then we become on the automatic pilot. Oh yes, life as usual, and we create our new material life with just a new name. That is so bad. That is so unnecessary. So let us always see the great promise and the great thing and the enthusiasm which we felt. Sometimes it's good if you get a photo from your photographer, your local photographers, and then, you know, look at the photo, and so to be reminded at this. Good. There are two devotees who receive second initiation. Please come right after this ceremony up on my room. This Lila Purushottam Das and Vrindavan Chandra Das. These two devotees receive second initiation. Now, you will find how to write your name. It will be on the door. There will be a sheet of paper so that you know where to put the lines and how to exactly write it. Yes? Good. All the best from my sritze, from my heart. I know you have entered a wonderful path, but it is not always easy because we don't. If we could just burn our false ego in the fire, and you know, and then we would be free from the and all this avidya, this timeless ignorance. You know, we could just put it into the fire, but there is only one fire which will burn this avidya. It is the fire of bhakti. It's not so easy. It would be so good if Simanta Dweep just puts this fire on and he nourishes it, and we could all, not only the initiates, give our ahankara in there and it's burned, and then we are then svechibiti oredu, everything is all right. That would be so easy. Maybe Simanta Dweep can do it because you look like a very, very empowered brahmana. So fire of bhakti is required. Yes. Dobro. So now, okay. Please do.
Take some water in your right hand, one drop. Desnu ruku. Tak, drži, da sam ne sam držite ovak ispred. Om Tatsa Shri Govinda Govinda Govindo Asyam Shubhatita Achyuta Gotra Simanta Dvipadasa Shri Krishna Prityartham Upanayana Samskarahan Krishyami. Sam ovak dole na pot.
Oh, here.
On the floor. Om Sanat Kumaru Vatutkama Devan Yaya Shishamampati Deva Helanat Deva Shivaya Purushor Shachacharat Kurmo Harir Nam Nirayat Asheshat. You can chant a little bit. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Om Prajapati Vishnu Rishi Brihati Chandaha Sri Vishnu Devata Agnistapane Vinyogaha Hom Pura Bhuasva Hom. Om Agni Mehide Purohitam Jagyasya Devam Ritvijam Hotaram Ratnadghatam Harihi Om. Om Samudbhavana Magne Iha Gacha Agnetvam Samudbhavana Masi Avahami Stapahami Prabhu Kripaya Swagatam Kuru. Chant some bhajan also.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Adi Prasini Mumbai Maha Babra Gata Maha Deja Sarvata Devananda Pada Bhaya Manda Jodhi Dupuram Prati Vijayam.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Paramam padagan sada pasyanti surayaha diviva chakshu
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare.